I always knew that this platform would be attacked. I mean, I knew that right away. But in the way that it is now, I never fathomed. Yeah, spiritual warfare is real. Lawfare is real. It's all real. And I'm just going to tell you, I need you. Please make the commitment to support this network financially. Please go to StuPeters.com, subscribe, and support this platform. I need you. Because we're going to keep telling the truth, unlike some of these news reports that we have been seeing over here. I don't know if you have seen this or not, but over the past several months, we have seen dozens, maybe even hundreds of news stories coming out of Australia where we're told by a bunch of hysterical, usually Jewish reporters and propagandists that Jews are under attack in Australia. Australia is no longer safe for Jews. So all over the internet, on X, social media, everywhere, there have been viral photos and clips that have come out showing swastikas crudely spray painted on the sides of Jews' cars and Jews' homes. And of course, there's never any witnesses. That's the one similarity, the one common denominator with all of these stories. No one ever gets questioned. There's never a person of interest. No one actually ever sees some crazy white supremacist pulling up to some Jew's house, hopping out of the car and vandalizing his property. Nobody ever gets caught. Nobody ever gets arrested. So anyone, of course, with any kind of semblance of intelligence at all whatsoever begins to assume, maybe these people are just doing all of this stuff to themselves. Maybe once again, they're looking to frame Whitey or anyone else who gets in their way so that the government will allocate massive amounts of taxpayer funds to Jewish communities and to Jewish causes while simultaneously taking action to crack down on free speech, painting the Jews as the ultimate victims, just like we have been told they are for our entire lives. And you know, back in January, there was this major one of these stories that came out of Sydney, Australia. You might have seen this. We were told that there was a trailer packed full of explosives that was parked outside of a synagogue, and that the world was just moments away from witnessing this catastrophic, anti-Semitic, hate crime terrorist attack. But lo and behold, as soon as the story broke, the alleged plot was compared repeatedly to the Oklahoma City bombing, which is kind of funny, actually, because if you didn't know this already, I'll tell you. The Oklahoma City bombing was a false flag conducted by the United States government. So that comparison should have certainly raised some eyebrows. And now it should raise even more, because it's been revealed that the entire synagogue bomb plot was fake. Imagine that. Are you surprised? So the official story is that some organized crime mobsters set up this fake bomb so they could distract the police from their normal everyday criminal activities, which sounds like something out of a children's cartoon. But according to Australia's federal police force, quote, the caravan was never going to cause a mass casualty event, but instead was concocted by criminals who wanted to cause fear for personal benefit, end quote. Okay, so obviously that story is just as fake as the original story, but it actually gets worse because the Australian feds went on to say that, quote, almost immediately experienced investigators believed that the caravan was part of a fabricated terrorism plot, essentially a criminal con job, end quote. So what do you suppose that means? Well, what it means is that for months now, Australian authorities have known that the entire thing was fake, but they just sat on that information. Likely so that Australia's government could craft this anti-white, anti-speech crackdown that's currently gripping that nation in the name of, guess what? Combating anti-Semitism. Does it sound familiar? It should, because it's exactly what we're experiencing here in America right now at the hands of Donald Trump and his DOJ. So be on the lookout for false flags meant to crush your civil liberties. And remember, I said that. And by the way, does anybody really believe that a bunch of mobsters were behind this? Yeah, no, of course not. At least not in the way that the police are making this out to be. There wasn't some guy called Guido trying to distract the cops from his sports betting ring, okay? But then again, these guys named Guido aren't running the mob. Jews are. They always have. We've all seen movies like The Godfather and TV shows like The Sopranos, where the mob or the mafia or whatever you want to call it is made up of these tough Italian guys and they're all Catholic. Yeah, but in reality, the mafia has always been run by Jews. Even back in Italy, where they were aligned with the communists during the days of Mussolini, all of the most disgusting, most depraved, organized criminals in American history, guys who are associated with the mafia, people like Meyer Lansky and Bugsy Siegel, they were sadistic and perverted, murderous Jews. So if this fake bomb was planted by some kind of mobster, then rest assured he would have been trained up by the Mossad. How long are people going to continue falling for this? How long until people start telling the media and their Jewish victim class and their political allies to just go fuck off? I can tell you one thing. It needs to be sooner than later, because this whole Australia hoax is just another chapter in the wider story that we have been watching play out all over the world over the past couple of years. And it all centers around Israel and the Jewish quest for domination. They're going for broke. They're on the war path in the Middle East and in our countries. And once again, they're kicking their subversion into high gear so they can protect their plans for greater Israel at all costs. These people love to say that they're the constant victims of a genocide, but the only people facing genocide right now are Christians and Alawites in Syria. And guess why that is? Because the Jews overthrew their government and replaced it with ISIS. With help, of course, from the United States and the American War Empire. These people are sick. Every one of their accusations is a confession. For more discussion on all of this, we're now joined by our good friend Mads Pelvig. Do you agree with me or disagree?
No, I definitely agree with you, and there are numerous examples. I just stumbled upon some here. I mean, British pro-lawyer in 2020 admits staging graffiti attack to frame Palestine solidarity group. This is mainstream media. Another one, feds indict U.S.-Israel man responsible for 9% of all anti-Semitic acts in 2017.
9%,
okay. Daily Mail in England, woman who performed Nazi salute at protest is unmasked as owner of top two kosher cafes inside Jewish hospital. I could go on for, just stop me. I mean, I can go on with more examples if you want. Jewish Telegraphic Agency, Jewish student behind some dorm swastikas. European Jewish Congress magazine, lawyer for Brussels Museum shooter suggests attack was staged by Mossad. And we have here Independent, a British mainstream newspaper, Jewish man accused of spray painting swastikas on his own home. I could go on.
You know, they have to paint themselves as the ultimate perpetual victim, time after time after time, to create this feeling, or, you know, the sentiment that there's this rabid anti-Semitic hate for Jews happening. Well, could it just be that people are noticing that this Jewish behavior has become very problematic, what with the central banking, criminal cartel, infiltration, occupation of governments, sexual perversion, pedophilia, degeneracy, seeking out anything that's normal, setting your sights on it, completely destroying anything that's morally upright or integrity-filled, completely setting your sights on the nuclear family and destroying that, convincing women that they don't need men, convincing men that they need women? Yeah, I mean, like all of the above, everything that you look at that's ill in the West or in Christianity or in our society or in our mutual countries, it all comes back to these same people. People are just tired of it. When will they start rebuking these stories? I mean, they have to make up fake stories to make themselves look like the victims.
I think that that part of the brainwashing we have here, the mind control, is that whenever anybody is pointing out some of these Jewish-owned and Jewish-funded NGOs, for example, to give an example, who commits a crime against humanity of some sort, we always have to say, but it's not all Jews. And that's part of the brainwashing, because if we point out some white hillbilly were committing a crime, we don't say all white people. Or if an Italian is robbing a car, we don't say all Italians. But we always do it with Jewish people. And that is because there's a huge difference between Christianity and Judaism. And that is that the Talmud has collective punishment. That means that kill all Amalek, as we see in Gaza right now. And it has kill all Gentiles, even the best of them. So the Talmud has inherent in its most important rules is collective punishment, where we in Christianity, we have it as one of our Ten Commandments, you know, that and we have the eye for an eye for an eye. We can only punish those who are who are guilty. We cannot punish everybody. So we have codified no collective punishment in Christianity. And then on top of that, to make it blatantly clear, we even have forgiveness. If you're in doubt, forgive them. And you cannot. It's better than 10 guilty people go free than jailing one innocent. This is Christianity, and because we are living in a Talmudic world order, we are brainwashed to think that if we complain about a Jew, it must mean all Jews. And obviously, it doesn't. Not a single Christian person or Muslim person would want to punish all Jews. Even though so many people in Israel are pro-genociding the Palestinians, nobody wants to kill all the Jews in Israel. Nobody wants that. But I think that a lot of Jews probably think that because they have this brainwashed into their psyche and into their religion that it is collective punishment. That's why they always say, but it's not all Jews. But it's not all Jews. They always say that. That's a truism. For a Christian person like you and me, that's a truism. Of course it's not all Jews. Stop saying that. I'm so tired of that.
It's really interesting, actually. That conversation comes up all the time. Stu, you can't hate all Jews. Well, I can hate all of this Jewish behavior. You know, I don't approve of any of this stuff. And it just seems that there's this overrepresentation of these people. I mean, why are we not allowed to say that? Yeah, we're talking about this group of people. That's these Jews. Do you agree with that? I mean, what else am I supposed to say? These people call themselves Jews. Am I supposed to call them something else? Am I supposed to call them Frankists? You know, what am I supposed to call them? They are Jews because that's what they call themselves. And so for everybody to be able to understand what Stu Peters is talking about when he's talking about the pedophiles who are bringing in the subversion and subjugation of Christianity and tearing down the entire West and running our countries into the dirt, I'm talking about these Jews.
Yeah, and I think it's about time that to be honest with you, Jewish people should start looking a little bit in the mirror and say, you know, what is it? So, okay, so we have this all Jews thing going on right now. Let's put it out in the open. Obviously, it isn't all Jews. But if you look at the U.S., 80%, I think, or even more of the Jews voted for Biden. Clearly, a woke agenda. You can abort live babies in 9 months and then kill them. The doctor will kill them. You can, have children mutilate their genitals. All, and you have opened the gates, like in Toledo, just opened the gates for mass immigration. 80% of the Jewish Americans support that, whereas 80% of the Christians are vehemently against it. So we do have there are differences between the average Jew and the average Christian. And I hate myself for pointing it out again, but that doesn't mean it is all Jews. And it doesn't mean it's all Christians, right? But there is something that we have to look into. I mean, if they want to adapt to the society they live in, they should respect the majority of the people. If they are promoting the democracy.
Mads, you're a Christian, right? You're a Christian.
Yeah.
Okay. All Jews do believe that Jesus Christ is burning in hell, in a pot of boiling semen and excrement. All Jews do believe that his mother Mary was a whore.
Yeah, it says so in the Talmud. I mean, I don't think that that my wife and all my Jewish friends and family in Russia and the investment banker Jewish friends I've had working more than 25 years in London with a lot of Jewish colleagues and so on. I mean, I'm sure they don't believe that, but it is says so in the Talmud. So the Orthodox Talmud following, you know, supremacist Jews says that, and they believe that, and you can find a lot of evidence that they're spitting on Christian people in and they're even hitting them in Jerusalem, and Jerusalem is the most holy city in Christianity, and we are not allowed to go there without risking being spat on or beaten up, and so they are definitely not our bestest friend and ally, definitely not. So yeah, so I agree with that. So again, I mean, and also these assimilated Jews, my friends and family, who are nice and funny people to be with, and they make these attacks to terrify them. They are targeting their own those who are getting assimilated, intermarrying, you know, just want to live their life like everybody else. They're trying to also make, probably possibly make them afraid. They want them to move to Israel, of course, and I have a strong idea that they also want to take a part of Ukraine. There are already a lot of oligarchs in Ukraine is talking about it. Zelensky has openly been talking about it. They call it Heavenly Jerusalem. They want the four most southern regions of Ukraine. As
isn't that their ancestral homeland? Isn't that Khazaria?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah,
Khazaria. Yeah, and Israel is not their ancestral homeland, correct?
Correct. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, and 98% of people, according to an Oxford study, 97-98% of people currently living in Israel have no Hebrew DNA.
Yes, correct. It's crazy. So the Semites are the Palestinians. So I mean, I think that if you are not the Hollywood version of an anti-Semite now by watching these supremacists in Israel genociding the Palestinians, then you are a psychopath. What say you about
all of these policies of Donald Trump domestically, having his anti-Semitism task force go and crush anybody and put them in jail, not for committing a crime, just for being critical of Israel?
Yeah, I think that it becomes your duty as an American to uphold the Constitution and come with anti-Semitic remarks. You can't jail 330 million people. So I think it's a duty as a, if you want to America to stay Christian and have any sort of moral compass and ethical values, then you have to be a Hollywood version of an anti-Semite. The real anti-Semites are those who are killing and murdering Semites, tens of thousands of Semite babies in Gaza. They are the real anti-Semites.
Yeah, these are the Israelites. I mean, these are the people who have rightfully belonged on that land since the days of Jesus Christ for 5,000 years. And now Donald Trump is coming in. At the end of a gun barrel, you're going to get out. These people aren't going to leave. So he's going to have to kill them. And then when he uses the United States military to kill them, he's going to build Gaza Lago atop their bones. I don't say that figuratively. I mean, literally, atop their bones. They're not leaving. They have never left. They have faced rocket barrages. I mean, they have been starved to death. They have had their supply chains cut off. They've had their electricity and water turn off. They just keep on coming back, despite being told, don't come back here. They're the ones that gave these people that call themselves Jews this little place called Israel when the Rothschilds purchased it on May 14th, 1948, and just arbitrarily scribbled it on a map somewhere as this construct. We're a nation state now. The most homosexual place on all of planet Earth as well, by the way. They house pedophiles here. They're the only country on the face of the planet that's allowed to lobby in the United States government. Why? Why is that? They're allowed to attack a U.S. naval ship, the USS Liberty, kill or try to kill everybody on it, torpedo it, strafe it, drop napalm on it, gun down the lifeboats and the survivors that are getting off of it, and then completely be protected from that, and it's anti-Semitic to talk about it. Why? They're the ones that own the Federal Reserve. They continue to print all of the money. The Rothschild cabal, they print all of the money. Everybody who has ever opposed the Rothschild cabal has met nearly the same fate or one of several potential possibilities. They have either been killed, executed, tried and hanged. They have had their regimes toppled. They have been annexed, chased out, living in exile. I mean, we can go anywhere from, you know, Adolf Hitler to Saddam Hussein to Bashar al-Assad to Vladimir Putin, Muammar Gaddafi. The list goes on. They have all rejected the Rothschild central criminal banksters and pushed away this one world governance Talmudic takeover from hell. That's what they all have in common. They're nationalists who want the interest of their country and the issues and the interests of their people put first at the top of their priority list. We live in a white country. We should be propping up and be interested in the interests of white people, white Christians, period. Nobody should question that. Yeah, blacks, you don't come first. Whites do. Who built the society? What is everything great that's ever been built anywhere in the world? Who has it been built by? Who invented it? White people. White exceptionalism is a thing. I got an email from some teacher at some school or some principal somewhere talking about how, yeah, they have Black Education Month. Okay, well, what about White Education Month? Like, get that black shit out of here. I don't even want that black shit around me. Like, who cares? I don't care that you're black. Great, you're black. Okay, go live over there somewhere. Like, oh, you know, or I'm Indian. Okay, fine. Go live over there. Like, don't come here interrupting what my people built. Why is it a problem? Why is that racist? Like race realism and actually acknowledging that being white is exceptional because we have built everything great in the world that the world has ever seen. Name some great thing other than genocide and dropping 70 million pounds of bombs on churches and hospitals and libraries and apartment complexes and entire city blocks. Name one thing that's been invented by Jews. Like, what's one great thing that we all celebrate that was invented by blacks? Blacks would be interested to know that Jews brought slavery. They invented that. So I'm tired of all this white people owing blacks reparations. They'll be really pissed out when they pissed off when they find out who's really responsible for the transatlantic slave trade. And the Jews are still practicing slavery because they want you enslaved, they want me enslaved, they want everybody enslaved or dead, and they want to rape your kids on the way out and take all of your money. And whatever money you take from them, they're going to take more money from you because guess what? You're going to pay them exorbitant amounts of interest, usury. I mean, all of these deceitful tactics that have been used by these people, I've got no empathy at all whatsoever. I am the most virulent, most prolific anti-Semite in all of American history. So come and arrest me. I mean, at what point do people just say, you know, f*** off? Another question for you.
Yeah, I mean, they've been thrown out from 109 countries 1,030 times. So they've had
it's time we make it 110
10 times. You know, I mean, I think they are clearly overrepresented in Hollywood, in mainstream media, in U.S. Congress with the AIPAC corruption and Big Pharma behind the COVID. They are overrepresented. And then if you look at the result and you have whatever 50 million on food stamps and I don't know several million homeless people and the infrastructure is not being maintained, so you can clearly see that they're not doing a very good job, basically. So if there was any sort of democracy, you would say maybe the Jews should step aside because it's not benefiting the average American.
So RFK Jr. is heading up Health and Human Services. And of course, we have Elon Musk, who's heading up DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, looking into all of the unnecessary spending. How about we look into spraying the skies with poison? How about we look into weather modification? Yeah, it's not a secret anymore. We've all seen them spraying the skies. You can go outside and see the perfectly crisscrossed patterns. This mysterious fog that appeared, you guys remember that? People were just getting sick all over the place. Bioweapons being sprayed in the sky. We've seen graphene oxide samples, and now deadly bacteria is found in this deadly fog. You're getting poisoned everywhere. And so, of course, the old playbook is make it impossible to get real treatments that actually help you and instead push you to Big Pharma, scare the hell out of you, and make you go get a deadly injection. No, not anymore. Remember ivermectin? It was hard to get to. Remember hydroxychloroquine? It was hard to get to. Doxycycline, dexamethasone, all of the things that actually treated people that were demonized by the murderous press. It's all available right here, right now, in the emergency kit that I've been telling you about. Get the ivermectin, get the hydroxychloroquine, the dexamethasone, get it all right here in this travel size case. It's ready to go. Guidebook for safe and easy use inside of this thing, putting urgent care right at your fingertips. Plus, it includes the immunity-boosting ZSAC nutraceutical, giving your body the extra defense that it needs on the daily, whether it's a sudden bacterial infection or a bioweapon attack, maybe a respiratory illness or something more severe. The Z-Kit has you covered. The purchasing process is fully digital. All it takes, just fill out a quick little digital form. Within 1 to 2 weeks, your kit arrives at your front door just as mine did at mine. Don't let illnesses and bioweapons catch you off guard. Order your Z-Kit right now at the famous ZStackProtocol.com. Go to ZStackProtocol.com and then use code SPN to save up to $48 plus get free shipping. Up to $48 off plus free shipping for this. It was hard to get ivermectin. Remember, it probably will be again. Hydroxychloroquine, dexamethasone, doxycycline. All of these things are included right here, plus a guide for safe use. Go to ZStackProtocol.com and use the promo code SPN. $48 off plus free shipping. And because we're America first and America only, it's available to American residents only. ZStackProtocol.com.
Are you using your phone or is it using you? Rise above mass surveillance and discover a phone that protects your privacy and communications.
Above Phone does everything your old phone does without tracking you, while giving you complete control over your phone and apps. We are better than big tech. It works with any cell service. No forced logins. No advertising or tracking. Download apps privately. Control your phone and its apps with secure hardware. Introducing Above Suite. Includes a VPN, private email and calendar, private chats, video calls, internet phone, and a search engine. Don't worry if you're new. Every phone includes a free 45-minute live call. You also get free email and chat support, free guides and video courses. You have the power.
Rise above with Above Phone.
AbovePhone.com.
I've got usdebtclock.org brought up on my computer here, and I want to show you something that's really interesting. So this thing does everything. This is a real-time thing. If you guys don't know about this, usdebtclock.org. But I just want to zoom in here. Look at this. U.S. population is 341 some odd million. There's only 112 million U.S. income taxpayers. What's happening to the other over 200 million people? Why aren't they paying taxes? And then there's another interesting number. I don't know if you noticed that just to the right of that. The U.S. workforce is 163 million out of 341 million. So 163 million are supporting an economy for 341 million. Don't ask me why there might be a problem with that. I mean, I don't know why we're having any problems here in our country. But then out of 163 million, only 112 million are paying taxes. 51 million people are basically just saying, yeah, no, we're not going to fund this anymore. And likely a whole lot more, with that number of population being 341 million. Every single one of these revolutions has always first started with a tax revolt. I think it's time, and I think that that's happening. I mean, when you look at the U.S. debt clock, if we're to believe these numbers, it shows that 51 million people, they're revolting. They're saying, yeah, come and get me. And I think that that could potentially be one of the most patriotic things to do. I'm so tired of these people running, well, do you pay your taxes? I did my part. I pay my taxes because I'm a real American. Do you know what you're funding? Yeah, you're killing my kids. Thank you very much for paying your taxes. I really appreciate it. Do you know what you're funding? Oh, yeah. First-class airfare tickets to fly some Jew who committed some sex crime against a kid over to his homeland in Israel where he can be protected and never extradited back here to face extreme accountability like he should. That's what you're doing. That's what you're funding, among a litany of all kinds of other things. Weapons of bio-warfare, Pentagon-operated, CIA-overseen, Level 4 bioweapons labs in Wuhan, China, and in Ukraine, which, by the way, were strategically targeted by Vladimir Putin, who, again, as we discussed earlier, has been villainized as this ultimate war criminal who just woke up one day and decided to go kill a bunch of Jews in Ukraine. This guy sent like humanitarian aid transports over to Ukraine where ethnic Russians settled to get ethnic Russians out. They ended up getting shot in the back and thrown in the mass graves in the Donbass. All of that happened under Zelensky's watch. By the way, some Jew who just assumed office after the CIA effected a violent coup d'etat in 2014 to unseat a democratically elected administration where both sides agreed that the vote was fair. It's a construct, just like Israel is, arbitrarily scribbled on a map in 1991 after Vladimir Lenin's communist revolution. It's fake. All of it is fake. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of information you came with there. So, yes, I agree with I think I agree with everything you said. More, yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
I mean, you're very well studied, and that's why I just bounce these things off of you to see if it passes the test.
Yes, of course. I mean,
I've only been looking into this for a very short period of time, maybe a couple of years since I sat down with Phil Turney and the other survivors at the USS Liberty, and I got really pissed off, Mads. You know, I was like, really?
If I can say something, one of my latest conclusions I've come to is that we all know this deep state, you know, the Khazarian mafia, you know, you've said it before that the Italian mafia was not what was really Jewish, right? And they are controlling the money creation. You also said that with the Federal Reserve. So what I found out is that the Russian Revolution was funded by Schiff and Rothschild and these bad boys. And after they took over, it was clearly a Jewish Bolshevik revolution. It was 95% of the leaders were Jewish, 92% of the Gulag commanders were Jewish, 80% of the Cheka was Jewish, they were all Jewish. Then the KGBs, they started, it was Jewish. And guess what? They started the Mossad. And that's an epiphany for me. The KGB started, and then when it was too obvious, then they infiltrated the Mossad. And what's the biggest demographical group in Israel right now? Russian Jews. And many of them are still loyal to KGB, to the former Soviet Union. They send information back to Russia. And we have so many court cases, convictions, where Israeli spies, Mossad spies, have been transferring U.S. technology from Israel to both, not only Soviet Union and today to Russia, but also to China. There are so many examples of this. So I think that that what they did was they wanted first control of the biggest landmass. That would be Russia. So the Rothschild, Khazarian mafia banksters. Then they needed this country, Israel, that should be the future capital for again, I guess, maybe possibly more religious purposes. And now the last thing they need to take over the whole world is to conquer the U.S. And they're trying to take it by destroying it from within, with the woke agenda, with the feminism, with the opening the borders, with all this crazy sexual debauchery, and all the lies and so on. And that's what they're trying to do now. And they've done that, I mean, with the cultural Marxists, they've done this for 80 years, right? And the Frankfurt School and so on. So I think that this is, the step one was Russia, the Russian Revolution. Step two was Israel 1948. And now the last stand, the last battle is now America. So I think people like you and other people are doing a great job trying to wake up the American people. Because if people don't start fighting for the American Constitution and their freedom, then it'll be a globalist Bolshevik, you know, Talmudic world order where nobody will own anything, basically, and we will have no freedom of speech, no rights whatsoever.
Meanwhile, the Fox News channel is telling you that you need to look out for Russia and you have to watch out for China. You know, it's these Israeli Mossad spies that we're talking about. Since we're on the subject, they're selling information to Russia. But these Israeli spies that steal American technology and information and secrets and then go give them back to Israel, they're hailed as a hero. Jonathan Pollard is a great example. Well, if you expose the American government and all of its debauchery, you end up in prison. You know, Snowden, Julian Assange, these people, they should be hailed as heroes, actually. Jonathan Pollard really was receiving this presidential hug and welcome from, you know, the guy who's been, had warrants issued for his arrest by the ICC, Ben-Zion Mielkowski, we now know him as Benjamin Netanyahu, also, by the way, not a Semitic person, he's from Poland.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure if that was a question there, too. Sorry.
I mean, I'm looking for interaction, of course, yes. I mean, I want your position on these things. That's why I have you on the show. But yeah, if I'm saying it all, then I'm saying it all, and that's fine. But we're not going to stop saying it, that's for sure.
No, that's
and,
good.
You know, look, I think I've just had it with the, recently here, I mean, it's very obvious what's going on. Okay, and it's really obvious what's going on with Donald Trump. You know, $230 million, where did it come from? It was paid for by Jews, okay? It was paid for by Israel. It was paid for by AIPAC. The administration was bought and paid for. Elon Musk came with another $230 million. This is why he's standing next to the Resolute desk answering questions from the media while his son tells President Trump to shut the fuck up and go away. I mean, it's an embarrassment. This guy doesn't even decide when he's going to go and take a without calling some Jew somewhere that they stuff in the corner of his office everywhere that he goes, just like every member of Congress. And when Thomas Massie brought that up, guess what? They clipped his wife. They killed his wife for talking about having AIPAC handlers. And now President Trump is trying to oust him from Congress as he has this casting call that he put on social media where he says, is that you? Do I have any takers? Do you want to come in primary Thomas Massie? All you have to do is just bend over and take it up from some Jew somewhere. We keep them in the corner of every congressional office. That's all you got to do. I mean, are you going to bow down and take the religious sacrament of worshiping Israel? And it's not even just that. It's worshiping the Jew and every Jew. It's like what these white Karens on the internet do with blacks. They run around talking about fat black women, about how curvaceous and beautiful they are. No, they're not. They're hideous and they're fat and they're black. And they're not attractive and they're not curvaceous. And it's the same thing with these Jews. Well, some Jews are really nice. Really? Well, I mean, I guess I just haven't met one yet, because every Jew that I come across wants to either rip me off or f*** my kids. Excuse me, I have a problem with that, and I'm going to say that out loud. You know, and I'm just tired of it. I guess so. I mean, I'm not reaching a breaking point. I'm not black-pilled by any means. I know that we can defeat these people. It's been done 109 times. It can be done 110 times. But this time, we have to figure out a permanent remedy, a real solution, an end solution, a definitive solution. I am out of time now, and I kind of hijacked the whole segment, Mads Polovic. Will you come back again sometime soon?
No, absolutely.
All right, excellent. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to yell, and I'm not trying to filibuster, and I'm not trying to talk over guests. You know, it's just everybody is going through these things in real time. And, you know, the internet is exploding about my Trump hate. Okay. Well, let's just talk about what Trump has done. He's had 10 years to do a whole lot of things that he hasn't done. If anybody can just name one campaign promise that he ran on that was pivotal to his election victories, I'd like to know about it. You know, one of those things was to drain the swamp. He has the swamp right next to him, in the administration, in Washington, D.C., in the White House, at Mar-a-Lago, at Bedminster. He's got the swamp right next to him. We were promised no more Jared Kushner. Here's Jared Kushner talking about how great it'll be to have beachfront property in Gaza atop the bones of dead children who didn't deserve to die, real Semites, while he's crushing anti-Semites here instead of releasing the Epstein tapes, probably because he's on them. Okay, I mean, this is ridiculous. The buck stops with the president of the United States, and I'm tired of all of the excuses. We made excuses for this guy throughout COVID the whole time. Well, he was duped. He was tricked. Well, then he's unfit to lead. If you were duped and you were tricked and you locked the entire nation down and completely irreparably destroyed the economy, forcing people to wear muzzles on their face, that was just him trying to get away from these vaccines. What are you talking about? He's the godfather of the vaccine. Okay. He still touts it as one of the greatest accomplishments ever, because that's what AIPAC and the Jew guy in the corner tells him to do, is to go out there and double down and tell you to go get your next shot, which, by the way, the big vaccine skeptic that he's appointed the head of the HHS. Yeah. RFK Jr. is out here now telling you to go get your MMR shots. Well, guess what the MMR shot has done for the last 40 years? It has caused an explosion in autism in your kids and mental retardation, among a whole lot of other things. This government is and it's getting completely by Jews. That's the end of the story. That's the real hard truth. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry. If it hurts your feelings that I'm being critical of Trump, then maybe you need to go and hand yourself a mirror, because you have swallowed the pill of a religious sacrament that is just as sick as worshiping the Jew, and just as sick as worshiping Israel, and just as sick as sacrificing a child at the altar of Moloch. Okay? You're practicing an idolatry, and it's a sin, and it's terrible. And we're commanded to judge a man by his fruit. Where's the wall? Why is Hillary not in jail? I mean, the list just goes on and on. Every single thing that this guy has promised that was pivotal and of massive proportions has been ignored and left gone and forgotten. We've forgotten about the Epstein tapes. Nobody's talking about this anymore. Why is that? The Department of Justice, which promised, and Trump campaigning said, promised day one, releasing all the tapes, all the flight logs, all the client lists. Why not? Well, maybe because he's the most photographed guy with Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein. What was happening there? Why was he there? Don't you want to know that? So I'm sorry that if I'm questioning Donald Trump, or critical, rightfully so, critical of him running this country into the dirt while he arrests, you know, people for being anti-Semites, for objecting to genocide. I'm sorry if that hurts your feelings, but those are your feelings, and you're just going to have to deal with it. In the meantime, I'll be right over here telling the truth. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention, because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide.
Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about. Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com.
AirWaterHealing.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems. Whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust, shedding from your pet or vaccinated neighbors, mRNA spike protein shedding, AirWaterHealing.com has solutions for every scenario at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7. So now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's airwaterhealing.com. Use promo code STU for 10% off when you go to airwaterhealing.com.